Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences. Itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
And now, bookmarks. Writers on books they love.
Hello, my name is Joshua Ferris. I'm the author of To Rise Again at a Decent Hour. And I'm here to recommend the James Salter collection of stories, Dusk and Other Stories. The reason I'd like to recommend Dusk is mainly because it's so very romantic. Salter has a way of introducing you to the shores of Spain or to a patch of grass in Idaho. Wherever it is that he focuses, takes on a real romantic cast. I think it's mainly the way that he writes. He's a very oblique writer and leaves a lot of the work to the imagination, but he will have these very poetic and limpid lines that make you very convinced that you're right there. Here's a little passage from a story called American Express, and it doesn't say much, but it really evokes a great mood. Leaving Venice, Frank drove. He couldn't ride in a car unless he was driving. Alan sat back, looking out the window, sunlight falling on the hillsides of antiquity. European days, the silence, the needle floating at 100. That's very evocative. It's not trying very hard. It doesn't say exactly where they are or what he's seeing. But then you also have these nice turns of phrases that really click things into place. It's not just sunlight falling on the hillsides, but sunlight falling on the hillsides of antiquity. He'll take a line and just stretch it out by a word or two more. These are stories of lust and of longing and of conflict and of leaving. He's really good at showing you the despair of people whose relationships have crumbled. But really, the real heart and soul of it is the heat between bodies. He's a very romantic writer, a very sexy writer, and he is able to do that in so few words. He's really in the tradition of Hemingway, but his characters are so much softer than Hemingway's characters. They're not so possessed by this need for machismo. They're much more interested in making good connections and falling apart. It's just a fine book. Salter hasn't influenced me because he's so fully his own thing that you would sort of detect it immediately. I have certainly written sentences that are Salter-like and then scratched them out because they just don't belong in a book about a voice-driven dental book like my last novel. So I haven't been able to really incorporate him, which is why I come to him over and over again. He seems inviolable.
Joshua Ferris recommends Dusk and Other Stories by James Salter. And you can find more bookmarks on our website at ttbook.org.